Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Abby Rasmussen.
Thank you. Good morning to you, LaVarne.
Now, Abby is the president of the Exira Community Club, and they have an event coming up this weekend that we need to talk about.
Yes. The Masons of Exira have graciously offered to do a benefit for or a fundraiser for us at our rec center this Sunday from 8:30 to 12:30. They'll be serving breakfast.
Come and get your fill, visit with folks, you know, just to have a good time. Now,
yes.
And the reason you're doing this relates to the Exira Rec Center.
It does. About a year ago, I would say, we kind of started working on some plans and ideas to expand and kind of renovate or update our current rec center here in Exira. And obviously to do that, we need some funds. So, like I said, the Masons have been kind enough to help us keep that going. We currently have a little over $55,000 raised, but it will take a little bit more.
Okay. What kinds of things are you doing? As I recall going to the community center, it was just one big open space, but you had a kitchen and bathrooms, of course.
Yes, it does have that. What I've found out through a little research is that when it was originally built about 30 years ago, they didn't know if it would work as a community center in the town. And so they had a backup plan that if that didn't work out, it could be the new fire station.
Hmm.
So the more you look at the building now and knowing that, you can see how it's set up more for a fire station than a community center.
Really so interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yes, it all starts to make sense here. But so what we'd like to do is, update our bathrooms. They need some work. We would like to put a new front entrance in so you're not just walking right into that one big room. And, we'd like to make it a little nicer inside, a little more appealing to the eyes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, of course, there's that whole storage issue, too. I'm sure you have tables, chairs, cleaning supply. You have to have a storage.
Yes, that was definitely another issue that we had. So right now, the current plan that we have drawn up, this isn't set in stone yet, but it would be to add some storage onto the north. And then we actually are looking into the idea of adding a secondary space that could be kind of like overflow seating, or could be rented out completely separate, and that would be to the south part of the building that could seat 100 to 150 people maybe, and that would have its own storage space as well.
Mm-hmm. So that would be a little smaller space.
Yes, but it could. We want it to make it flow so that if there was a bigger reception or event that we were hosting, that we were able to accommodate more than right now it's, about 200 to 225 is usually what we fit, and so we'd like to make that a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to be flexible, and so that all goes into the planning.
Yes. Planning is a big thing, and we're always looking, for more helping hands if somebody has an idea. But we've gotten some good feedback from the community, and I'm getting really excited about it.
I'm guessing people who have used it in the past, I'm sure you have some who have kind of use it year after year for some kind of annual thing. Those folks, I'm sure, have some suggestions of, now this would really make it easier to use.
Yes, there are definitely some little quirks about the building that we've gotten feedback on that we're hopefully going to address. We want to do this right. This is a big project, and we want to make sure that we're spending the money in the correct places. And so we're kind of taking our time on this, making sure we're doing the right thing.
Good, yeah, because you're, I guess, $60,000 is not a big amount compared to even building a house anymore, but still, that's a lot of money to raise out of your community.
Yes, it is. And we were fortunate enough to receive a grant last fall. So that was a good portion of that. But we had a spaghetti supper in the past, and we had a good turnout for that. We also do these trivia nights that are just more of a fun social event that we do about four of those a year. And we get great community support on that, and all that money, like I said, has been raised to go towards the rec reno project.
Tell me more about Trivia Night.
Trivia Nights, basically the idea came about a couple years ago. Two of us came to a meeting and said, we have this idea that it was both our sisters, one in Des Moines and one in Omaha. Their husbands and them would go and play trivia with a group of friends. So basically you get a table of about eight of your friends, And we put questions up on the wall, and as a table, as a group, you get to answer questions. We have four rounds, all across the board sorts of questions. We have tables of young kids in their 20s, and we have tables that are, you know, seniors in the community, and they all seem to just have a great time. It's a really good community event.
Well, I'm sure other people have heard of that. This is new to me, and it sounds like a really fun social time, and I'm guessing a lot of laughing going on about people's answers and finding out who knows about what kinds of things, because you mentioned the different generations. You know, you start talking about music, for instance, and some of us know nothing about current, but we may know those things from the old standby. So, you know, yeah, I can see that where that could be really a lot of fun. And do you make up those questions, or do you kind of use one of the trivia games to get you started?
We actually found a thing online that we could buy a package of questions, and they had our answer sheets, and there's a bonus sheet and a puzzle page that all came with it. So far, we've been able to just use that, and then sometimes we sprinkle in a few current events or
local.
Other games. We have local questions, so it really is a good time, and we've been happy with the support we've gotten.
Little change from bingo. I'm nothing against bingo. People love bingo, but this is a little bit different kind of thing. And yes, and you mentioned it comes with the answers. That's good, right? You got to have the right answers to, so you don't have too many arguments over whether that's really the right answer or not.
Right.
So what kinds of groups, you know, who has been using the community center?
We have everything from blood drives. We have a local youth church group that goes there once a week that uses it. We have ladies that in the winter months, they walk around the rec center to get some exercise because there's not really a local place to do that here in town. We've had obviously wedding receptions and funeral receptions. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of anything.
Probably family reunions.
Some family reunions. We've had kids' birthday parties, you know, if they just want a space for the kids to run around. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to not limit any of those groups from being able to use the rec center with these current improvements. We just want to enhance, and we're still brainstorming on what new things could we bring to town to offer and to have at the rec center once we do the expansion.
Well, and I remember using it when I worked with Extension in Audubon County, and we'd have big events. And so the Exira Community Center was always one of those places on our list to say, okay, this would be a good place to have this event. So, just a very usable space and just off the main street.
Yes, just one block north of the main street. So it's very easy to find. And parking, I should mention that since we will be expanding to the south, that kind of takes away our main parking. Not that it was that big to begin with, but we have purchased the old grocery store in town, and that will be coming down here soon, and that will be made into a more formal parking lot.
Okay, and that's just across the street.
Yes.
So lots of ways. Now, you haven't started this, so people could still use the community center right now.
Certainly, yes. We have not set a date on when construction will begin. We're still working on getting some bids and making sure, like I said, that we have the right plans in place before we actually start. But our goal, we would like to have a majority of the project done, if not all of it, by our 150th 4th of July celebration, which will be in 2015. So,
okay. So that's good to have a goal out there. So we're visiting with Abby Rasmussen, who's president of the Exira Community Club. Abby, is there anything you want to mention, not the community center, but anything else the community club is working on, like right now for the next few months?
Right now, in fact, we have another event this weekend, Saturday night. So before the breakfast on Sunday, for all mothers out there that have sons that are in sixth grade or under, we're doing a mother-son superhero event.
Huh?
It should be lots of fun. It starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 7:30. It's $5 for moms or grandmas or aunts or whoever they want to bring, and $3 for the little guys. And we'll have food and dancing and crafts and games and all kind of superhero related. And then on February 2nd, I'd like to mention that we're doing a super shopping bowl event. From 11 to 3 at the rec center. So we'll have lots of vendors in there, and we'll have, I think we're going to have soup and sandwiches and nachos and ice cream and desserts. served on that Sunday Super Bowl, and you can still get home to watch the game.
Okay, all kinds of things going on, keeping Exira vibrant there. So, yes. Abby, remind us again of this event on Sunday.
Sunday, you can come to the Rec Center to have breakfast from 8:30 to 12:30. I think they're serving French toast, biscuits and gravy, waffles, I believe, free will donation, and all the proceeds go to our rec rental project.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Abby Rasmussen, from the president of the Exira Community Club, for visiting with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. Words that soak into your ears are whispered, not yelled.